I've been on the phone this week with bankers across our state. I was just on the phone with businesses across our state. Many of them are already dealing with this credit crisis. Many of them are very aware of how this can overwhelm the citizens of our state. And obviously, our care in pursuing this rescue package is to make sure that those hardworking people all across this country that wake up every day, do the things that they're supposed to do, save for retirement, save for their children's education, are not tremendously adversely affected by excesses that have occurred in our financial systems. I believe that if the Treasury Secretary and those around him that are properly overseeing this carry out their responsibilities in appropriate manners with any degree of prudence, and I believe that they will with the oversight measures we've all built in, this is something where the taxpayers will not only get their money back, but should in fact get a return. And as all of us know, all of this money is coming back into the federal treasury to be spent to reduce our federal deficit. It's something that is an unpleasant task because the general public sees this as something, in some cases, other than what it is, and that is something that's directly helping the people across our country. And I think there's a reason for their anger, and I too share that anger. But at the end of the day, this is something that I believe needs to pass. And upon passage, the next step that needs to occur is that the Treasury Secretary and all those working with him need to put in place a very prudent, a very transparent process so that all of us in real time can see the value of these assets that are being bought. So tonight's vote is very important. I think it is also the next phase that is very, very important as it relates to making sure that this vast amount of money that we're talking about actually comes back into our treasury. And then there's a third component that we all need to be committed to, and that is that coming back in January, working together as we have during this crisis, to be sure that this never happens again.